96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Christy Mackey had worked as the events director for the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation for a year before she started her own event. She calls it Shred to Ski.
It was so amazing this year. I mean, the trails, the options where we could ride this year, the grooming was fantastic.
Shred to Ski celebrated its 8th year this weekend. The women-only camp teaches the elements of fat tire biking along the Berkey Trail. The Berkey Foundation has since added Ski to Ski and Stride to Ski as women-only programs. Mackey has worked with the Berkey for 11 years, including 9 years as events director. She says about 40 women took part this year. Riders attended workshops led by female outdoor specialists, learned about bike maintenance and riding techniques, and had the chance to connect with other riders.
We had about 8 coaches for all of our women, so we had a really good coach-to-athlete ratio, and we're really able to spend a lot of time with the participants to get to know their riding levels, what they want to get out of riding, and kind of focus our coaching and what we did the whole weekend to what they really needed.
Mackey says the foundation saw a disproportion between men and women in skiing and biking events, particularly for longer distances. This motivated her and the foundation to have women-focused programs.
I want to give women the skills and confidence that they can do those longer races if they want to. That there, here's some training plans, here's how you do this, here's the skills you need to do those longer distances to feel like you can do whatever event that you want to do.
The American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation hosts several events throughout January leading up to the Berkey, including the Sealy Hills Classic this Saturday, the Ski to Ski Camp and Race January 16th through the 18th, and the Berkey Tour on January 24th. More at berkey.com. Voters may get to decide whether to allow moves like Governor Tony Evers' 400-year school funding veto in the future. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
In July 2023, when signing the state budget bill into law, the governor deleted specific numbers, and that one move meant Wisconsin is now required to spend $325 more per pupil every school year for the next 400 years. We're the only state that has this unique veto power, and it came from voters who gave the governor those abilities in a constitutional amendment in 1930. Republicans have been fighting that veto in court, but last April, the state Supreme Court ruled that Evers' veto is legal. Speaker Robin Voss recently told the State Journal that Republicans will be reconsidering a constitutional amendment that would basically ban governors from doing this in the future. According to the paper, their proposal would bar governors from using veto powers to increase taxes or fees in appropriations bills. Governors Anthony Earle and Tommy Thompson used partial veto power in more dramatic and consequential ways. In 1990, voters approved an amendment to the state constitution to ban what they had done. In 2008, Wisconsinites approved another amendment that bans governors from deleting portions and combining unrelated sentences. Governors Anthony Earle and Tommy Thompson used partial veto power in more dramatic and consequential ways. Thompson was able to turn a property tax credit into a school tax credit. In 1990, voters approved an amendment to the state constitution to ban that practice. And in 2008, Wisconsinites approved another amendment that bans governors from combining unrelated sentences. Now, if Republicans' plan passes the legislature, Wisconsin voters would decide whether to add more restrictions to the governor's veto power in the midterms next year.
Allison Dairyland applications are open now for the position of the 79th Allison Dairyland. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites individuals with a passion for promoting agriculture to apply now through January 30th. Allison Dairyland applicants should have an interest in Wisconsin agriculture, public speaking experience, and at least 3 years of experience, education, or training in communications, marketing, education, or public relations. Applicants must also be Wisconsin residents and at least 21 years old. You can find out more and apply at AllisonDairyland.com. A group of Republican state lawmakers have been circulating a proposed bill that would open the roads to driverless vehicles. The legislation would establish an autonomous driving safety board and permitting process for driverless cars, as well as regulations covering accidents and alcohol thresholds for human operators. The lawmakers say their goal is to establish Wisconsin as a competitive state in the autonomous vehicle industry, attracting new investments, creating manufacturing jobs, and improving supply chains. The deadline to register for the American Birkebeiner Cordalopet is this Friday at midnight. The Cordalopet, also known as the Cordy, is a 29-kilometer race that offers skiers the Birkie experience at a shorter distance than the full 50-kilometer Birkie. The race will take place on Friday, February 20th. Participants must be 13 years of age or older on race day to register. More information and registration details are available at Birkie.com. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
The Bucks in San Fran tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the Golden State Warriors. At the Chase Center in San Francisco, the Bucks coming off a win over the Kings, the Warriors in a one-point loss to the Clippers after head coach Steve Kerr was ejected from the game. Men's college hoops, Wisconsin with a win at home over UCLA, 80-72. Nick Boyd with 20 points, 8 rebounds, says lately the Badgers get no respect.
I feel like, you know, over these last couple weeks, man, like, we just been getting pushed around too much. That's the mentality we carrying with us for the rest of the year. I mean, we get pushed, we stepping right back up. So when we get knocked down, we getting right back up.
NFL, the Packers and the Bears, Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Soldier Field in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love against Caleb Williams. Meeting for the third time this season. The winner advances, the loser goes home.
It's a big game, but it is just another game to get to where we want to go.
That's Packers linebacker Isaiah McDuffie with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little foggy and frosty right away this morning. Then we will see a little sunshine at times here later through the day. Our high right around 37 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to 23 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.